Friends, tell me, how much do you know about vitamins? Well, you know that the Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, now offer two vitally important vitamin products. One-a-day brand vitamin B complex tablets and one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablets. And you're probably thinking, well, why should you be interested in this fact? Well, let's take the case for vitamins A and D. Now, because of the lack of sufficient sunlight and fresh green vegetables during the dark winter months, it's especially hard these days to be sure that you get enough vitamins A and D. So why take chances? And now, for just a little bit more than a penny a day, you can be sure of more than just your minimum daily requirements. That's a fact, folks. A single one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablet every day supplies you with the same amount of vitamins A and D as 1.5 teaspoonfuls of cod liver oil, meeting minimum USP standards. Remember, one-a-day vitamin A and D tablets are pleasant to take, too. There's no fishy, oily taste or aftertaste. So start now. To get the protective benefits of ample vitamins A and D daily by taking one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablets made by Miles. One-a-day is a registered trademark of Miles Laboratories, so be sure you get the genuine one-a-day brand made by Miles. Look for that big one on each package. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Cedric's ill-fated wedding came to a rather abrupt and mysterious conclusion. Before Justice of the Peace Lum Edwards was able to complete the marriage ceremony, the lights in the church went out, and when they came on again, Cedric was gone. And in his place was a note from the lady known only as W. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store and library. Abner is just entering. Listen.
Ain't no news, Lum. Dick Huddleston ain't heard nothing.
You back already, Abner?
Dick said he hadn't heard a thing about Cedric.
Well, I didn't hardly think he would have. We'd more than likely hear as quick as anybody would.
Yeah. We got a letter, though.
From Cedric?
From Mousie Gray.
Oh, Mousie. Yeah. Well, good. He must have got our letter already.
Yeah, must have.
What does he say?
Well, I ain't even opened it yet.
Here, give it to me. I'll read it.
Yeah. Here, take it there, Fitz. You're better at out loud reading than I am anyways, I believe.
Yeah, I'm curious to hear what he said.
I just have trouble with the words. What's he got to say, Lum?
Dear Lum and Abner, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
I am fine. Everything is fine here.
Well.
Mousie writes a good letter, don't he?
Yes, he does. Interesting. Yes, sir.
In fact, I am feeling better since I have been in the Army than ever before.
Huh.
I like it fine.
Well.
I knowed he would.
Yeah, me
curious too. To see what Mousie looks like in his uniform.
Yeah, I'd love to see him.
This week, I am to be sent to a different camp. Maybe I will be sent to that one near the county seat, and then maybe I can see you some weekend.
Well.
Anyways, I hope he does get sent to that camp. I'd love to see Mousie again.
Yeah, me too. You know, I sort of miss old Mousie around town here.
Oh, yeah. I was awful glad to get your letter last week. You don't know what it means to get letters from home.
Huh.
A letter is just like a mother to us.
Well.
Grannies, we ought to write him more often, Abner.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to, too.
Everybody ought to write to soldiers more often.
Or to. Is that all Mousie wrote?
No, it's some more. It says, I got a letter from the lieutenant today, and she said...
And she is a lieutenant, or she?
Oh, I know. He means his woman, Gussie.
Oh, sure. I forgot that she's an officer for him, Red Cross or whatever it is she called him.
From the lieutenant today, and she sent me some yarn and knitting needles.
Well, that was not... Yarn and knitting needles.
She wants me to knit her a sweater while I am sitting around the camp doing nothing.
For for the land's sake.
Is this the first time I ever heard of a soldier knitting a sweater for his woman?
Yeah, yeah. I hope he refuses to do it.
Me too. I have already got these stitches cast on and hope to have it done in a couple of days.
Well, I don't know. Wonder if he'd knit me one of them things.
I have been enjoying listening to the radio because somebody sent me a little radio set last week.
Huh.
I don't know who it's from, though.
Yeah, I reckon who could have sent him then?
Got the slightest idea. In fact, I received two radios last week.
Two? Why, that's a mistake. I know I just sent one.
Wait a minute. Did you send him a radio?
What? Well, yeah, I reckon I did, Lum. He wanted one. He said so in that other letter he wrote, and, well, I know it was sort of extravagant, but I...
You know who sent him the other radio?
Huh?
I did.
You did?
I never put my name on the one I sent, neither. I didn't want you to find out about it.
Oh?
I thought you'd think I'd been too extravagant, too.
I do know. Well, that's a good one on us.
We just write him and tell him to give the other to some other boy there in camp.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Is that all the letter?
Yeah, just about. It says, thanks again for your letter and hope to see you soon. Your friend, Private Llewellyn Snavely Gray.
Well?
P.S. Gussie told me about Cedric getting married. I wish I could have been at the wedding. Weddings are just like a mother to me.
My doggies, this one wouldn't have been. Light switching old Cedric being snatched away from right in front of our faces. Reckon who it was turned off them lights during the wedding, Long.
I don't know. I suppose it's that W woman, whoever she is.
Yeah, more likely. Reckon her and Cedric is married by now?
Oh, I don't think so.
Well, she wanted to elope. Don't you recollect? That's what she kept saying in them notes she wrote to Cedric.
Yeah, but I know Cedric wouldn't consent to that. He don't want to get married. Leastways, not to somebody he don't even know.
Yeah, but if that W woman was strong enough to pick Cedric up and kidnap him from the church the other night, she ought to be strong enough to knock him unconscientious and drag him to some other justice of the peace so long.
Oh, no, that couldn't happen. I know it couldn't.
Well, I just hope she ain't throwed herself and Cedric in the mill pond like she said she's going to do in one of them notes.
Stop studying up such awful ideas. Get me to believing them pretty soon myself.
Well, this is serious, Long. Cedric disappeared. Nobody
knows
nothing.
Wait a minute. I believe that's our ring.
Ain't heard a word
from
him.
Maybe that's him now.
Oh, I hope it is. Hope it is.
Hello, jot him down, store and library. Elevator's talking.
I'm worried about that boy.
Oh, yeah, Grandpap. Tomorrow night, as usual.
Oh, Grandpap.
Over at Ulysses S. Quincy's place. Yeah, about the same time.
On the Golden Era Discussion Club.
Oh, say, Grandpap, we're going to discuss Spinoza at the meeting tomorrow night, so No, Spinoza. Oh, he's a high-class philosopher.
Such big words.
Yeah. So look up something about him and bring it to the meeting. Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, Charlie's mad. Talked to him this morning. No, not a word from Cedric yet. No. All right, Grandpap, good. Huh? Oh, no, we can't do that. No, well, that won't help. No. Well, goodbye, Grandpap.
What is it we can't do, Long?
Grandpap wanted to buy a pound of coffee from us with a gas coupon.
A gas coupon.
He claimed he was going to sit out in his car and drink the coffee, so he thought he ought to be able to use one.
For the land's sakes, if he don't think up more excuses to get coffee.
Well, if he wouldn't waste so much of it, he wouldn't run out of it all the time.
No.
Granny, he fills that coffee pot might nigh full of coffee and then sprinkles a little water on top of it and then boils it for an hour or so.
Yeah, I ought to get it stuck in my teeth might nigh so thick.
You ought to get President Roosevelt to come down here and show him how to make it.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, I think that's our ring again. You get it this time, Abner. It's more likely a Grandpap again, anyway.
Yeah, well, I won't let him put nothing over on me, I'll tell you that. Hello, jot him down, store and library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Oh, well, how are you, Ulysses, old boy? Proud to hear you're okay. What can we do for you today, Ulysses? Groceries? Huh? We can't. Why not? Oh, Lom, Ulysses says we can't have the club meeting at his place tomorrow night because his woman varnished the parlor floor and it won't be dry in time.
She did, huh?
Yeah, he said she done it again his orders.
Nothing we can do about it, then. Tell him we'll have it over at my place, then.
Lom says we'll hold a meeting at his place, Ulysses.
And tell him to read up on Spinoza.
Read up on Spinoza, Ulysses. No, Spinoza or something like that.
A philosopher.
He's a philosopher, as Lom says. Yeah, bring it to the meeting. Anything else now, Ulysses? All right, about how much? Oh, all right. Yeah, we'll send it over. Uh-huh. Goodbye. He wants some varnish, Lom.
All right, about how much does he want?
Fine enough to cover the parlor floor, he said.
Let me see. Their parlor's about 12 by 12. Wait a minute. The parlor floor?
Yes, what is it?
Ain't that what he said he'd already varnished?
Long as I believe it was.
You know, if I didn't know how interested Ulysses is in our discussion club, I'd say he's trying to get out of having a meeting over at his place this week.
Oh, he wouldn't do a thing like that, Lom. Not a brainy feller like
Wait
Ulysses.
Who's that?
Huh?
Wonderful world.
Well, for the land's sake, Sidney.
Yes, Mom, it's me.
I know. Where'd you come from? Where you been, Sidney?
Yeah.
What happened the other night? Who's this W woman, Sidney?
Well, wait a minute, Abner. Don't get him all mixed up.
Huh?
Mr. Charlie Redfield ain't around here no place, is he?
No, he ain't. You better not let him find you neither, Cedric. Charlie's hopping mad. Claims he's going to lawsuit you for breaching a promise.
Well, I don't care. Let him lawsuit me. I ain't going to marry Winifred, though. I know that for sure.
Not me, Cedric. You mean you're married already to that W woman?
No, Mom. I ain't married to nobody.
Oh, that's a relief. Who is this W anyway? I'm just dying to know, Cedric.
I don't know who she is.
You don't know?
No, Mom.
Well, didn't you see her when she kidnapped you from the church during the wedding?
No, Mom, she wasn't there. That was Wimpy Foster done that.
Wimpy Foster?
Yes, Mom, him and Cyclone Pomeroy and Gomer Bates done it. Gomer turned the lights out. He done that.
For the land's sakes.
Well, how'd they know about this W business?
I don't know. All I know is that Wimpy said he was the one that was writing them notes to me.
He was.
Oh, I see.
Doggy's Lom, Wimpy can't marry Cedric.
Well, he ain't going to. This was just a prank on Cedric.
Oh, I see.
You see?
Wait a minute, though. Who was that woman Cedric talked to on the phone, the one he pre-posed to?
Oh, that was Wimpy, too.
Wimpy?
He was over at Seastrunk's the day I called up over, and he answered the phone, and he recognized my voice, and then he changed his voice to fool me.
Well, I do know.
What he done?
Well, whereabouts you been since the wedding, Cedric?
Well, I'm staying over at Gomer Bates' place now. Don't tell nobody, though.
Oh, no, we won't.
Well, I'm glad this didn't turn out to be nothing serious.
Yeah.
Now all you got to worry about is Charlie Redfield and that lawsuiting business.
Yes, Mom. That and just one other thing.
What other thing, Cedric?
Well, I ain't going to rest a minute till I find that out, neither.
Find what out?
Well, who this W person is.
Well, here's hoping that someday Cedric will learn that it pays to be careful. And how true that is in everyday life, especially where colds are concerned. Now, if you happen to have a cold this very moment, you'll find it mighty wise, of course, to be careful. Take good care of yourself by getting more rest than usual, by eating sensibly, dressing wisely, get ample vitamins, and for genuine comforting relief for that dull, ache-all-over misery of a cold, take Alka-Seltzer. Use Alka-Seltzer as a gargle, too, if a sore, raspy throat's a part of your discomfort. It's really surprising how much better Alka-Seltzer can help you feel when you have a cold. So try it, won't you? You know, of course, that you can get Alka-Seltzer tablets at all drugstores in 30 and 60-cent size packages.